Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game on 2FM.
Weekdays from 7.
Game on 2FM. And in the last couple of minutes of the show, we're going to talk about Alan Colley's favourite game in National Football League. American football.
What kind of a game?
And also, perhaps not his favourite sport anymore, Sheps, Eye in America on Monday, because he's a New Orleans Saints fan. And Shep, you went down to the Rams.
John, I don't even know where to start.
You're inconsolable.
Well, look, I know you're an NFL fan, you know.
I'm a Redskins fan. Doesn't
yes.
make me...
anyway. And, you know, I think initially, like, if this had happened to the Cowboys, you would enjoy it because, you know,
it's the
Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
But then you would look at it and you'd say, well, you know, they really did get screwed and it was a really bad call and no one wins.
Now what you're talking about here, and because we have to realize the audience we have, not all NFL
yeah.
fans, right? Towards
yeah.
the end of the game, right? The Saints
yes.
in position. What
yeah,
happened?
So the Saints are driving... late in the fourth quarter,
yep.
Less than 2 minutes to go in the ball game, and Drew Brees throws the ball to one of his receivers, Tommy Lee Lewis,
Rams
defensive back. He admits it.
Roby Coleman
yes.
takes him
yeah,
out
he
of
was,
the game. Basically.
Right, he was beaten on the play, and
yep.
so he basically just threw himself at Tommy Lee Lewis and interfered with him before the ball got there and hit him helmet to helmet
in a match sense.
Yeah. Yes. And then there was two officials both standing within 10 yards of the play, and neither one of them threw a flag. And it was blatant. It was done on purpose. It was a smart move by the defensive back because he was beat, because if the ball is completed, it's a touchdown. So he's thinking, well, I'll just take the penalty, and then maybe they kick the field goal, but I won't give up a touchdown. Well, no flag was thrown. And so the Saints kick a field goal, and the game goes into overtime, and the Rams wind up winning it. And, you know, credit to them. I mean, they hit a 57-yard field goal
in
overtime.
Because the Saints had their chances because they dropped the ball, basically, and the Rams got the ball back and kicked the winning field
yeah,
goal.
Yeah, exactly.
Overtime,
I mean, and credit to Greg Zuerlein. He hits a 57-yard field goal in
yeah.
overtime. It's a great kick. But to just be in that position, I mean, you know, Sean Payton, the Saints head coach, is on the sideline. You know, he said to the referee afterwards, he says, you just missed a Super Bowl call. You know, I mean, the Saints could have won the game in overtime. Absolutely. They didn't. It was just a blatant... you know, miss by the officials.
Yeah.
I kept thinking back, you know, kind of getting ready for today's discussion with you. It was the Thierry Henry handball that wasn't called that
yeah.
kept Ireland out of the World Cup, you know?
I can't think of the guy's name. He was a cricket player one time. He dropped a catch, and some guy said, what's it feels like to drop the World Cup? Something along those
yeah.
lines anyway. You know, so it was quite actually heavy. Listen, time is actually against us here, so I'm sorry for your troubles, but the Rams are there, and they're going to play
yeah.
Tom Brady. The GOAT, the greatest of all time.
Right.
There's been some amazing quarterbacks down the years. Brett Favre, Terry Bradshaw, who played for Pittsburgh Steelers, Doug Williams for Washington.
For your Redskins.
For the Redskins. One of the last times he won it. More recently, Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, I mentioned, Jim Kelly down the years, John Elway. But Brady is the best. 9 Super Bowls, and what an extraordinary way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, this will be his 9th. A great job last night. He leads the Patriots to a win in overtime on the road in Kansas City in just a bitterly freezing game. And clearly his best performance of the season. They looked really good. So he's 5-3 in Super Bowls all time. Looking for that 6th. He's already got more wins than anybody else in Super Bowl history. You know, the whole thing got kicked off with the Rams Patriots Super Bowl in New Orleans, and now it'll be Rams Patriots in Atlanta. And
weeks,
you know, he'll have another
brilliant.
Chance
I mean,
to get
I
that
love the
sixth
game.
Ring.
I think it's fantastic. Anyway, this is Brady. He's an old man, don't forget. This is what he had to say after the game to one of his fellow players from New England.
You're too old, man.
You're too old.
You're too slow.
You
got no skill players.
We got no defense.
We got nothing.
Unreal, bro.
Yeah, we're too old. We're too slow. We got nothing. And we're in the Super Bowl. That's amazing.
Yeah, he really enjoyed himself last night after that
please
game.
Don't
and
let
he
them
deserves
win it, though,
it.
But please don't let them win it. I couldn't take another Patriots win. I'm sorry. I saw somebody tweeting. I think it was you, McKenna, tweeting yesterday on this is the kind of stuff that Alex Ferguson's United used to engender with people when they kept winning all the time. You know, so
right.
I don't want the Patriots to win. Please don't let the Patriots win. Anyway, just before we finish, the Rams are going to use their old uniform, I believe, in the Super Bowl. So they're going to go.
Yeah, and
to,
I hope they get killed. I hope they get killed in their old uniforms.
Let it go, man. It's not
let it go, John. Are you kidding me?
You were at the game yesterday, weren't you?
I did go. Yes, it was terrible.
Oh, I know. I feel sorry for you, but it was absolutely fantastic. And it's as usual. The conference games are usually better than the Super Bowl itself. You know, so. Which is fantastic. Anyway, look, time's against us. We've run out of time. Shep, thanks for joining us, and console yourself, man. Sorry about that.
And appreciate it, brother. Thanks,
man. There's always
man.
Next season. There's always next season. So the Rams against the Patriots, and you'll be shouting for who, Alan?
The Rams.
Good man. Until the next time we meet, I'm John Kenny. Hope you enjoy the show. Louise is next. Good luck.
Hear it. See it. Live it. Go. 2FM.